Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Up under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. I'm here, by the way, with Mermaid Tiffany. She just celebrated another birthday, or her birthday. And,
what? No, I didn't.
Oh, yeah.
Now, after a certain point, instead of, like, celebrating you get older, you actually, like, lose a year. It's awesome.
That's how it works with mermaids,
at
least.
Yeah,
absolutely. Now, she's donning her latest Scuba Radio mermaid attire, as well as some jewelry from our friends at Reef Safe. Nice conch shell you got there around your neck.
Oh, thanks. You got it for me, Gray.
Yeah, well, no, I didn't. It was Dan from Reef Safe, actually. But
and you tried to take credit.
No, well, I mean, it's his jewelry, and he will hook me up to hook you up for your birthday.
Aww.
Your mirthday.
Oh, that's so sweet.
Yes, it is. We've had a big time up here in the New York area, haven't we?
Yeah, I mean, despite the freezing, bone-chilling cold, yeah.
Yeah, but it's warmed up here for the show at Beneath the Sea, so that's good. Now, we're literally set up in the front of the of this big diving event in the lobby, and we got Mermaid Tiffany in the proper attire. She's representing our mermaid pod appropriately. And, of course, we have the Scuba Cowboy. He just finished a set, the first set of the weekend. So far, so good.
So far, awesome. Looks like we're getting a great crowd. It's Friday night. Everybody's coming on out to talk about diving.
Absolutely. Now, we have a liveaboard trip to give away from our friends from Explore Ventures for the next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. We have some people that are filling out a form right now and hoping to get in on that action. Hey, sir, what's your name? Sir, come on over here. Can I talk to you? What's your name?
Mark.
So you want to get your diver, I'm assuming, right?
Yes, dive master.
A dive master. So have you been on a liveaboard trip before?
No, not yet.
So this sounds like a great opportunity if you could win a free spot with us, huh?
Of course.
Here's the only downside. You have to travel with us if you win this thing.
That's not a problem.
I got a mermaid. How's your better half feel about that?
She's my only mermaid I have to be with.
Okay, there. Good answer. Yeah, she's looking like she... All of a sudden, her ears perked up as soon as I mentioned mermaid. And she's like, okay, you watch it, big boy.
Mark the permit.
And, it got it good. Got it good. So, is this first time out to Beneath the Sea?
You've been doing this? Yeah, I come usually every other year.
Every other year. Well, why every other year?
Because if I don't get to go away, I like to see what's the new stuff coming out.
Okay. You give it a little bit more time.
Yes.
I got you. So it looks all fresh and new.
Yeah.
We got this cool new product right there called the Dive Flag Plus. I found this product literally right before we came out to the show, and these guys sent me a few of these things. So it's like a float ball, a dive flag, but it's all self-contained. You can take the dive flag off, package it all up, throw it in your car, and you're good to go. And pick that up, pup, so you can see the bottom. Actually, the reel is built into the float ball.
That's
How
nice.
About that?
That's nice.
Kind of cool idea,
yeah,
huh?
I like that.
Yeah, you do a Google search on Dive Flag Plus. You can check that out. That's just one of the many products we got.
That's good for more calm. If you live down in Florida, California, up here, that wouldn't be that good for up here.
Why is that?
Not the water's too murky up here, and there's not really that much diving. This is more cold water, so it's wreck deep diving.
Do you have to have a dive flag off the coast of Jersey here to dive? Or
if you're doing a shallow dive, it would be recommended to do it, but
it's not required.
Well, you'd want it. You'd want it for sure.
But it's not a law that you have to have a dive flag off of Jersey. They don't have to do anything by the rules and jewelry, right?
Nah.
Now, where do you dive from here, or do you dive locally?
I haven't dove up here in a while, but yeah, we did a lot of the wrecks out here around the lighthouses, some deep dives. This is the wreck capital of the world.
Right. I've heard this.
Yes.
But it's really cold.
Oh, it's cold.
See, well, I'm a Florida warm water wuss here. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's all right. A lot of people are. That's all right. Yeah. Nothing wrong with that.
But so you're a dry suit diver
yes.
up here?
Yeah.
But the temp is what? What would you say about right now? Right now, it's crazy. It's not even diving right now, is there?
No, it varies. You know, as soon as you hit that water, you get down 20 feet, the temperature drops. It can be like 40 degrees, 30 degrees.
Yeah. Well, you know, up here, up north, you guys got, well, you know, the conies to make it happen, right?
Yes, we do.
It just goes with the territory. Yes. So do you got a favorite place you like to go or what?
I haven't dove up here in a while, so it's hard to say. But we have a lot of great dive operations up here in Jersey and everything like that. So,
well, but I mean, when you get tired of diving for, you know, firearms and dead bodies, and you want to head out of town, where do you go dive?
We just went down to Mexico in October.
Like Cozumel or Cancun?
No, we went in, where were we at?
Escaret.
Escaret.
Yes.
I've never even heard of that.
That's about a half hour out of Cozumel.
Okay. Was it good?
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. Just kind of went down there for, was diving the main thing or not necessarily?
No, that means, it was just, I just dove with one of the operators down there.
Got it.
Cozumel was one of the best places I dove so far.
Yeah, you like that.
Oh, Cozumel was great.
Have you been, where else have you been?
Bahamas, Jamaica, a few other places.
Saba, St. Kitts.
No, I haven't been there yet.
You got to go, man. Yeah. October is when our trip is. It's the first week of October. Next Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise. If you've never done a liveaboard, it'll blow your mind.
Well, I'm into the pelagics. I'm into the sharks.
They got sharks. They got everything you could imagine. They got frog fish. They have eagle rays. What else, Tiff? What else did we see on that last adventure?
We had whales last time.
Yeah, that's right. We had whales in Dominica.
Yeah.
Yeah. But and we had lobster. Well, yeah, and we had the frog fish. We had all kinds of crazy stuff down there. Yeah.
Yeah.
You liked it?
No, yeah, it was awesome. I can't wait to go back. I hate that we have to wait this long.
Yeah, well, we're doing the same trip we did a few months ago in reverse. Well, Mark, good luck on that. Just take...
We're switching hands.
That's right. You know, I'm holding the microphone.
I'll see you soon, all right?
Absolutely. Hey, go take that to the Explore Adventures booth and get in on that giveaway. Yeah, they're checking out Bug Fest, too. We got a bunch of material about, you know, what we're doing coming up here with the Scuba Cruise and... Bug Fest is in July, which is Florida spiny lobster season, so we have some brochures from those folks to share with the folks up north, and, you know, that might be a nice little adventure for them to come down. Tiffany's going to come down for Bug Fest.
I don't know. Tiffany and bugs don't go well together.
Well, you eat them.
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I'm, like, the lobster slayer as. Yeah.
Well, after we did our little dine and dive experience going for lobster in Nevis, you didn't seem to have any problem going for those bugs or watching us.
No.
You know, you're not really, you know, me and Pup, actually, when we did that, we did all the hunting and gathering, which is what guys do.
No.
And so we brought our catch back to the Four Seasons.
I the chef. One. Just what? Because it wasn't on film, because you were, I don't know.
You caught one, really? I thought you only just watched.
Are you serious? I'm going to punch you in the face.
You can't do that.
Yes, I can.
No, that's not appropriate.
I say it on the radio, that's no proof of or evidence that I actually did it, so...
That's true. There's no you can only do that with video. Actually, no, you can't. What am I thinking? Just forget that thought. Erase it from your mind. Okay? But so you're saying you would actually go out and try to catch the bugs? Or are you saying you're not into that?
Yes, I did it last time.
Well, you said you weren't into the bugs. You just said.
Well, you have to specify what kind of bugs, Greg.
Okay, well, we don't eat bugs. We eat lobster bugs.
All the time.
They eat you. Bugs eat you.
Yes.
Well, that's a different kind of bug.
Well, that's why you have to verify.
I have to explain. I forget who I'm dealing with here. Quit. That's not appropriate, Tiffany.
I don't think your nipple guard
is working. Yeah, I got my
the wrong side
Scuba Radio
time.
Reader arrest over a strategic area, so when she tries to pinch me, it doesn't hurt as much. But
how's that working out for you?
Yeah, I'm not a fan. Yeah. It's really not what it's designed
ATP,
to do, obviously.
Greg. ATP.
I don't even know what she's talking about. Pup, what's wrong with this woman?
I can't even begin to explain that, but I will tell you that you're still the inspiration for my song, The Bug Hunter. Okay.
The Bug Hunter, yes. Yeah. And has that already been done?
Yeah, it's not released yet. It's coming out on the new album. Sure.
Now, I heard you playing that new dive song that you did, right?
I Just Want to Dive, yeah.
I Just Want to Dive, so that's going to be on the new CD.
That's going to be on the new album. What I'm actually doing is I'm finishing up all the really, what I call the top-notch cuts, and then I'm letting my fans pick the album title. Really? We're going to vote on it. Yeah.
Well,
we could do that on your show, actually.
Oh, have you already started doing that on your website?
Not yet. No, I haven't released it yet. But I'm getting all the song titles together, and then they get to pick which one's the album title.
All right. So you're going to put up 10 options and have people vote?
Maybe not all 10, because we don't want to name it something really weird. But I'll give it the real good names.
Real good names.
And then they can pick from those.
Okay. So it could be from the album, a cut from the album.
Yes. Hopefully.
Yeah. But it would have something to do, some kind of theme that we could connect.
Yes.
So we have, what's a diver?
Just a Scuba Cowboy, and then we have Wet Dreams.
Yeah.
And then we have Going Down, the other albums.
You would need to know that to see how it'd go with the series.
Yeah,
but the actual cuts are, what was that new song you just did?
I Just Want to Dive.
I Just Want to Dive.
That's one of the cuts. Yeah. Warm Water Wuss.
Warm Water Wuss, I like that one.
Okay. Bug Hunter.
Warm Water Wuss is standing out to me. What do you think, Tiff?
Because you can relate the best.
Yeah, well, that's true. Maybe some of these Jersey divers up here can help us out with that as well. All right, we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Here on
the island. This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures is one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Here at Scuba Radio, we've been fans of Force Fins for years. With over 12 styles and just about every color imaginable, Force Fins are in a league of their own. Now, they aren't the biggest company out there, just the best. So sometimes Force Fins are hard to find. That's why we've made the whole line of Force Fins available on the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com. Order yourself a pair today, and they'll be delivered right to your door and be ready for your next dive. That's the merchandise page at ScubaRadio.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into ScubaRadio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real life mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Are at Beneath the Sea in New Jersey, largest diving event in the Northeast, if not the entire United States. It's a big, big thing. If you're a diver in the industry, dive industry, this is where you're going to be this weekend. It's a fun, fun event for sure. I'm hanging out in our Scuba Radio booth as we welcome everybody into the show. We're in our usual space right there by the front door next to our friends from the Boy Scouts of America, right, Stephen?
You got it. We're from Chatham, New Jersey, Troop 8.
Troop 8, and they actually come down to Florida every year, too, right?
About every year, we've done the coral reef sailing down at Florida Sea Base. Last year, we did the scuba adventure down at Florida Sea Base as well. We're going down April 2015. We got 16 guys going down that time.
Nice. You know, I don't remember ever having something that cool when I was in the Boy Scouts, but maybe I got kicked out too soon. You know what I'm saying?
Could be. Yeah. I never was in Scouts. I was a Cub Scout for 1 year. Made one Pinewood Derby car, and that was it.
And that was it. Yeah, that's about as far as I got. And they were never going to places like Florida for, 10 days at a time and learning to dive and all kinds of stuff, right?
Yeah, scuba diving. They got sailing. They got scuba diving, sailing. They got deep sea fishing. You can go down and live on an island for a week. You can live on a boat.
Now you're taking the Boy Scouts down there to an island, and are you taking them over there and just leaving them on the island if they're acting up, kind of thing, or
I
what?
Wish I could do that.
Yeah, there's all these rules and laws and things that kind of get in the way of really having fun as a scoutmaster. But hey, what are you going to do? Can we talk to some of these folks?
Sure, you can talk to Quinn here.
Clint, is that what it?
Quinn.
Quinn, how are you doing, buddy?
Pretty good. You?
Yeah, I'm great. I'm great. So is this your first Beneath the Sea, or no, you've been here?
I was here last year.
You were here last year. How do our mermaids look? Are they holding up?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are they helping you? Is there kind of mermaid merit badge that we ought to start to facilitate here in the future, you think, or what?
Maybe we should make one.
We should make one. What would that entail exactly, you think? You have any suggestions?
Nope.
Okay. But we do have this. She has her own bookmark. This Mermaid Tiffany, the folks from Best Publishing, made a bookmark featuring Tiffany. Now, a bookmark is something you use in a book, which I know is something you're probably not familiar with because you're all doing all that online stuff right
now. I read a lot of books.
You read a lot of books. So it's not... Kindle. You don't have a Kindle? You're old school.
We have a Kindle that isn't used.
All right, you're old school. There you go.
How many books have you read so far? Do you have the record?
A lot.
Really? A lot of books?
I only have a record for this year because I have
how
to
many?
Keep 88? Them for school. 88.
Wow.
That's like
wow,
87 more than Greg's ever read.
This is true. maybe we have a chance after all. They're going back to the real stuff. So, yeah, Best Publishing has been nice enough to hook us up with Tiffany's official bookmark. So she's giving those away. Is that kind of cool or what?
Yeah.
I like the fact that we actually found someone who uses a book still. That's impressive. So where are you guys headed next? What are you going to do in here? Or what are you doing here at the show exactly?
We are we're raising money for the Scouts so that they can go on trips. And we're selling water bottles.
Yep.
We a new item that we have this year is a 3-in-1 tool. So it's a light. It's a glass breaker, and it's a seatbelt cutter. So you have it on your keychain, and if you get in an accident or if someone's in an accident and you try and get them out, it's a safety tool.
A safety, you know, that sounds like a tool I could use to keep Mermaid Tiffany in line. You hear what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think
beat
so.
Beat her over the head. It cuts, it bangs, it does
it
a
cuts,
bunch of...
It bangs, it shocks, it, and it's got a light on it. So.
Oh, I like it.
Three
I like it.
Tool.
This is pretty sweet. Yeah, we got to get our hands on one of them. We'll do a trade, maybe for another Scuba Radio towel. So, yeah, because, Stephen, you actually gave me a picture from... Did you take that towel down to Sea Base?
Yes,
that what
I did. Took it down. You gave it to us last year. I took it down, took the picture of it, and there you go. We got
did it get used?
Yes.
Yeah,
it got used.
Yeah. You put it to good use with the Scouts and all the training. How many people that got working at Sea Base like that have to work with the Scouts? I mean, obviously you oversee the local troop, but they have a crew or staff, right?
They have a staff of probably around 50 guys, girls down there. So they got a full.
Yeah. And so you're down there with your, 10 people or how many?
Last year it was 12 Scouts and 4 leaders.
Yeah.
And we went down, we did this scuba adventure.
So are you part of a big jamboree thing or is it just your group and you're doing your own little private tour?
They have whole crews going in throughout the week.
Yeah.
And they just rotate them for like 4 months.
And they're getting merit badges for scuba or doing a Discover Scuba or whatever.
Yeah, they work on that down there. They can get their fishing merit badge. They can get their snorkeling BSA award, kayaking BSA award, bunch of stuff they can do down there.
Now, okay, so you do that, and you live up in this neck of the woods doing the scout stuff during the year. I mean, do you get to do some more diving outside of that, I hope? Yeah?
That's what we're working on. Right now I'm trying to hook up with Bronx Scuba. To go do some dives off of a boat down in South Jersey.
Yeah, and what would you see? I always joke and say, the diving up here, you got dead bodies, firearms have been discarded, that kind of. But I know there's more than that. I mean, like you were saying earlier, the wrecks are very popular here, right?
Yeah, apparently there's a locomotive.
Really? A train?
A train.
That would be unique.
I want to go see it.
Yeah. And what about the marine growth on those type of things? Is there coral like we would see in the Caribbean or not so
like
much?
Not like in the Caribbean. You're going to see a lot of rockweed and other types of...
Rockweed.
Yeah.
I don't even know what that is.
All right. You know the seaweed that's got the bubbles on it?
Sure.
And you pop them?
Yeah.
I call it rockweed.
Oh, okay.
So
all right. So you got that. That's a popular thing up here in the cold water, I guess.
Yeah.
All right, so you got that in the wrecks, but no reef or shelf or ledges and things?
You'll see a lot of rock and, outcrops and stuff like that. I haven't.
What about lobster? Do they do the lobster thing here?
Oh yeah, so they're good up here.
Are they?
Yeah, the big claw lobsters.
So okay, yeah, of course. It's like the Maine lobster, right? So you have to, you know, when you're catching a Maine lobster, you got to just be able to catch it by hand, right?
You gotta have the hook to pull them out, but then you gotta
use a hook.
Yeah, you can use a hook.
Okay, but if you're like a real Jersey diver, yo, man, you have the.
You use your hand.
You use your hand because you're a Jersey guy, and you got the cojones to pull it off, something like that.
Yeah. Hopefully, it doesn't have bigger claws than you.
What's the biggest lobster you caught up here like that?
I caught up in Massachusetts a 3.5-pounder.
That's a meaty lobster.
Yeah, it was good.
Yeah. And did he fight you? I mean, do you have to worry about those claws?
Yeah.
You do?
Oh, yeah.
So it's just a bit, when you're reaching.
Shells.
Oh, yeah, that would not be good then. No, that would hurt. Leave a mark at least.
Yeah.
So the trick is to grab it at the right angle so he can't get to you from the back. Yeah. You know, I used to catch like little crawfish when I was a kid in Ohio. I'm thinking it's just a bigger version of that.
Much bigger.
Yes.
And much stronger.
So do you have to sneak up from behind them if you're doing that?
Behind. And
are they very sensitive and shy like that, or are they fairly bold?
Their arms come up, and they'll go after you.
Yeah. If they see any kind of potential predator, they go in instant defense mode.
Real fast. They swim real fast.
Yeah. Just like the Florida lobster. But they don't have claws.
Right.
You can't loop them. They don't have loopers up here, allow that? We have the loopers in Florida, snares.
You couldn't get around it.
Well, loop around the tail. We tickle them out.
Well, yeah, but the tail is underneath a rock, so you're not going to be able to get it up.
Well, don't you have ticklers here in...
I use a stick.
Yeah, it's a tickler.
Yeah,
we tickle them out from under the ledge, and then we loop them and pull that loop, and we got our lobster.
Okay.
I wonder if you can do that here. It may not be legal. In different part, like California, they say you're not allowed to do any of that stuff. I'm like, well, that's no fun. What am I going to do without my looper?
Use your hands.
Yes, use my hands like a real Jersey boy. All right, more coming up from beneath the sea in New Jersey. Stay close.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
Okay, we have moved into Beneath the Sea on the show floor. They've opened it up to the general public. It is open for business. And we've stopped over at our friends from Explore Ventures to coordinate our big trip giveaway this weekend at Beneath the Sea. Diana's with us right now. Diana, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm great. It's always fun to give away stuff, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's the best part of the job.
Yes. And so she's here in the Explore Ventures booth answering questions about, you know, where you could go on your next liveaboard adventure. But also she's there here collecting entries as we give away a spot on our next scuba radio scuba cruise with Explore Ventures to the Saba St. Kitts area once again. Now, this time we're doing it in reverse from last time. And we sold that one out 2 months before we left. And I guess the question you have for me, Diana, is why don't I ever get to go? Is that true?
Yes. Sometimes they let me out of the office, but most of the time I'm just here to help everybody else who wants to have a great trip.
Yes, and that's pretty easy to do when you got a product like you guys have at Explore Ventures. So we have a trip to give away here at the show, and Clay doesn't even know about this, the owner, right? We just do this when he's not looking kind of thing and make somebody's weekend. That's what it's all about, put smiles on faces, right?
Yes, absolutely.
Sharing the love of diving. Now, so what is what's hot right now for Explore Ventures? What are they asking about most here at Beneath the Sea? Any particular itinerary that seems to draw these Northeast divers in over another?
Well, so far we've had interest in every destination, but Maldives seems to be particularly hot. It's a wonderful destination in the middle of the Indian Ocean, and a lot of people are discovering its appeal.
How many times have you been there?
I've only been there once, but I hope to get back soon.
That is an amazing thing. Agnes and the crew, the Carpe Vita, live aboard. Actually, the Scuba Cowboy wrote a song about the boat and about the adventure that is going to be released on his new CD that we were just talking about a little bit ago. But who knows, if you come out to the show this week, you could win a trip with Explore Ventures and us in October for the Saba St. Kitts itinerary. Or better yet, you know what? Just call them up, right, Diana?
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah, if you're not here, you can still book a spot. We just announced it last week, 1-800-322-3577 or go to exploreventures.com. All right, more coming up from New Jersey, including a big announcement with our buddy Neil Watson, the dive god. Stick around.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network. Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
I'm not actually the diver. I'm the pup man. I have a friend who does the diving.
Is your friend experienced?
Well, he's been underwater half his life. He used to be a lifeguard in a car wash.
So dive, dive, dive. We'll twist it up inside. Don't come up to fill your cup or you make it to the other side. Dive, dive, dive. Let your conscience be your guide. Life's a mess and there's too much stress. You gotta take it all in stride. Just die.
That is the Scuba Cowboy, and he's performing right now at Beneath the Sea. And he might be playing some music, too. Hey, yeah, thank you. I'll be here all weekend. Help yourself to the hot and cold salad bar. And his daughter is giving me that look. But it's a look I'm used to getting. We have moved into the show. You know, it's open. There's people wandering around. And, of course, one of the first people we ran into is our buddy Captain Slate from now. Captain Slate Scuba Adventures in Isla Mirada.
Well, actually Tavernier, but it's one of the islands of Isla Mirada, the island chain.
Right.
But we're right, of course, one creek south of Key Largo.
Yeah.
So he's, you know, still diving.
Just moved a little south. You went. You're moving. Say, you know, he's retiring to warmer waters.
Yes, I moved farther south to Belize. No, to Tavernier, a whole 9 miles. But
right,
it's great. We're down on a big new development called Casamar Village, 12 village stores right next to us, and then on the other side of that, two restaurants, the made-to-order, and then we have the Creekside Inn. So we have a hotel walking distance. Our divers parked their cars once, and they got it made.
Yeah, and you're part of the Guy Harvey thing, too, right?
I joined up with the Guy Harvey Outpost, Diving Outpost Resort with Neil.
Yep,
we're co-sponsoring a hotel down there, and Neil's working with Neil on the bookings. It's, of course, I've always worked with Neil for 35 years, but, yeah, it's great.
What do you think about Neil getting inducted into the International Hall of Fame? I just spilled the beans. I just told everybody.
Oh, no. You were supposed to keep it quiet.
I was. We're going to talk to him next. But, yeah, that's the big news.
Yeah, Neil, I actually got in there before him on one.
How about that?
Yeah, I felt pretty honored that Neil's getting inducted. He called me up and said, okay, Slate, what goes on? How do I do it? I said, I don't need to tell you anything, Neil.
Well, that's good. He's in good company, as always. But things are, you're running these this new dive operation down there in Tavernier.
Yep.
And it's going well, and it's open for business. Everything's going like gangbusters, isn't it?
Absolutely. And like I say, I'm addicted to coffee, and we have a coffee shop next door 20 feet. You know, I'm kind of jittery like the guy in the commercial, you know, that ships the coffee beans out, and the guy tells him you need to try decaf. Well, that's where I am.
Yeah, okay. Well, that's, yeah, okay. So Captain Slate on coffee. That is only going to be more entertaining, the way I figure.
Exactly. Like I need to be hyped anymore, right?
Right. Now, you're still doing a creature feature, but you've changed that a little bit, too, or same times, or what?
Anywhere I am is a creature feature, as you know.
Yeah, true.
But, yes, we have a whole new area that we got some beautiful eels on. The big, great big six-footer, we named her Leslie, real sweetheart, only bit me once so far. Just adorable little green eel. Not little, but a green eel. And we have a little baby nurse shark, three-footer. Hadn't named her yet because she hadn't really let me just pick her and play with her yet.
Yeah.
I will.
Yeah. How does that work, Capsley, when you're going down there? And I didn't know you were picking some new sites down there, but it would make sense because you're a little further south. So develop a new creature feature site. But what do you look for in the animals? Is there a personality trait that you kind of zone in on or connect with or what?
Well, exactly. In fact, you figure it out once you find the eel and you have bait. They're attracted, but a lot of them are very skittish, of course, at first, for you to actually put your hands on them. So I take a bait and I get them out, and usually the one that may be the friendliest will come out the most. And, of course, you start to touch them and they turn to bite you and, you know, open their mouth and put it up against your arm just to let you know.
Yeah.
So you got to be able to handle that. But usually the one that is the friendliest at first will come out. In fact, 5 minutes, maybe 10 minutes into the dive of this eel, she was up in my arms.
Yeah.
But you still got to be careful because she popped my mask 3 or 4 times when she saw her face in it because they're nearsighted.
Right.
So you got to be able to sustain, you know, a little eel attacking your mask without getting a little panicky there.
Right. And you've had your fair share over the years.
I've had masks ripped off my face, yes.
Yes, yes. So he knows what he's getting himself into. But once you do that with one eel, does that eel tell some of the other eels, like, hey, come? Slate's a good guy. Just go on up to him. He'll hook you up.
They get used to you when you dive the same sites. In fact, once on the Washington and Key Largo, I had 4 eels, which I didn't like. As soon as I hit the water, I had these 4 eels wrapping around me. And trying to find 4 mouths every time you got a fish in your hand was pretty much of a stretch of luck.
Yeah.
So
I bet.
I did it anyway. So it was
nice. Now, what about, are you having lionfish issues down where you're at, too, or are you taking care of them, or what?
We have seen more because it's not as nova as much, which is good and bad. We like going out on reefs now that aren't crowded. We still go again into Penny Camp, Molasses, French, Benwood.
Right.
And we like being on reefs, and there's usually 1 or 2 buoys, and that's it. But, yes, we have seen more lionfish, and we do shoot them.
Yeah.
We have permits and take them out of there and eat them.
Now, how does that work? I was talking to one of the guys. I was talking to Justin, I guess. And I didn't know this, but you have to have a permit to shoot lionfish in Monroe County in the Keys?
In a spa. Not where we are. They're, unlike Penny Camp, when we go a little north, you can spearfish on most of our reefs, but we have some that are sanctuary preservation areas.
Okay.
And inside of those, you can't spearfish.
Unless you have a permit.
Right. You got to have a permit and only use a pole spear, not a trigger gun.
Got it.
And, of course, we carry them on the boat. If we see one, we grab it and go get them.
Now, why no trigger? Why?
They just don't want to encourage trigger spear guns because it is dangerous unless you know how to use one.
Right, right. Okay. So it's a little sad. Well, I guess it'd be tougher than they don't want anybody spearfishing anyway. But if you're pole or what do they call that? Hookah? No. With the pole spear. Well, just pole spear. There's some term for it too, isn't it? Like not hookah, but
a band gun. You mean hook? You use a band gun, but
triggers. Just not trigger. Okay. Well, fair enough. And you get that permit? How? How could you do that?
You just go to Laddie Aikens over at Reef,
right?
And he does it 3 or 4 times a year for newbies in the area. And you take a course on how to safely catch a lionfish or shoot a lionfish.
Right.
And he gives you a certificate, and then a sanctuary gives you a permit. It's pretty simple. They want you to get them.
Yeah. Well, yeah, yeah. Of course. So they don't make it too hard, but they want you to go through some orientation to keep yourself safe and that kind of thing, I assume, right?
Yeah. I mean, a sting is a sting. It's serious business.
Have you done that? You
haven't. No, I have not. I've been very lucky because in the Bahamas, we were shooting hundreds of them.
Yeah.
But I took the course.
There you go. All right. Yeah. Well, I was in Dominica, and I got my fair share in, but I didn't take any course. I just watched the dive masters do it, and I was like, okay, that's what you do. And we nailed. Me and the scuba cowboy got 28 on one dive.
Well, I haven't done that.
You're not seeing that many, are you?
No.
What?
Okay, scuba cowboy got like 27. I think you got.
Oh, boo. She's a liar. Don't listen to her.
Story.
Hell yeah.
Mermaids don't lie. Come on.
Oh yeah, they do. They don't know the meaning of honesty or something. That's especially this one. She's crumbled.
I mean, remember the movie with Blackbeard in it, you know, Pirates of the Caribbean. Those mermaids didn't lie.
Yeah, but they were evil.
Guys,
look at them.
Yeah,
they
were evil.
They'd eat your head off.
They killed a couple guys, but they didn't lie, right?
Yeah. Yeah. Good point.
What a way to go.
Yeah. Exactly. All right. So you got the creature feature, and are you doing some new dive sites that you weren't doing before up there further north in Key Largo, or
Absolutely.
What?
Absolutely. Of course. We're doing the one border in the park, Key Largo, which is Pickles, and we're doing the conch wall, which is it's not a Cayman wall, but
did you say conch wall?
C-O-N-C-H.
Okay. Just checking.
Like
making
shell.
Sure.
Yeah, that and
yes. Yeah, right.
Like your necklace.
Right. She has a conch around her neck.
There you go. And a very pretty
conch. I said conch.
What necklace? Oh, that necklace. Oh, yeah. But I got distracted. I was looking
yes,
around her neck.
It'll anyway, do that.
But yes, we do Conkwall. We do Pickles. We do a couple of no-name reefs. We got one named Spanky's, one named Pleasure, and of course Davis and Crocker Reef, and a big tower at Alligator, the very south end of the Alamara. That's okay, more so south as we go.
And some of the diving down there is really, really, really good.
I mean, you're looking at it. A minute ago, you saw it, Snapper Ledge. Oh, they're just gorgeous, gorgeous areas, and so much of it. I hadn't dove being a Key Largo of all
right,
things.
That's what I'm saying.
You know, I'm so busy in those reefs that I get down there once a year, and now I'm down there every day, and it's really nice.
All right, and so all the reefs off of Tavernier there, they're not necessarily in Pinnacamp. They're not in the, but they are in a protected area still or what?
Yes, the whole Keys is a National Marine Sanctuary.
Right.
However, portions of Tavernier south of Pinnacamp, you can't spear fish with triggers.
Okay.
You just got to follow the rules. And, of course, in the spas, sanctuary preservation areas like in Pinnacamp Park, you can only use the pole spear like we talked about.
Got it. Now, and as far as the gear and stuff, you got three boats right now. You got a new boat on the way or something. What's going on there?
I do. I bought an Island Hopper, and she's getting her final inspection, I hope, next week.
And so the website they can go to now is what?
Same thing, same numbers, CaptainSlate.com. And our same phone numbers as we always are. We got everything the same, just a different location.
9 miles south to go catch up with Captain Slate, do a creature feature, or just go out and dive with him. You'll have a blast. All right, more coming up. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Greg the Dive Master. You know, it's our birthday next weekend, so what we're doing is recording a special show here over the weekend at Beneath the Sea to celebrate our 17th year on the air. It's going to be a fun show, a very loose show, but that's when we usually get the best material. Am I right there, Tiff?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, so make sure you tune in for next week's birthday
extravaganza. It's going to be fun, or crap extravaganza. It could be one or the other. It's hard to say, but it's going to be fun celebrating with all our Northeast diver friends. Now, I got the dive god with me right now, Mr. Neil Watson, and big news. I already accidentally spelt the news with Captain Slate there, but it's fair to say, I mean, it should have happened a long time ago. But you have been inducted or are about to be inducted into the International Diving Hall of Fame, right, Neil?
Yes, I am. Usually you get word beforehand, you know, leaks out that
right.
that somebody is going to induct you.
Where did this come from?
Absolutely. I got an email. You know, my daughter put an email on my desk, and I'm looking at it thinking it's congratulations, you know, been selected to be inducted into the Diving Hall of Fame in Cayman in October. And I went, whoa. I mean, I've been trying to find one of those awards on eBay forever.
Yeah, well, there you go. Well, you know, Captain Slate was saying, you know, finally, he goes, there was actually one award I got before Neil. And so he said he had already had one. So I don't know. Maybe he had something to do with that, you think?
That could have been. But I'm very honored. I mean, if you look at the, you know, if you look at the list of recipients, it's the who's who. Everybody from... Yeah, of course, Jean-Michel and even Jacques and on and on and on and on. So it's quite an honor, and it's a neat place to get an award. I mean, Cayman Islands, you know.
Yeah, you go over there, hang out for a few days with your friends. Dan and Betty are being inducted. They're part of this year's class of inductees.
You're kidding me.
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
Well, there you go.
Well, hey, I got to come on Scuba Radio to find out what's going on in my own life.
Well, there you go. Well, now you know at least you have a couple drinking buddies that'll be over there with you for the ceremony. But do you have any idea when they'll do that, or isn't there some big to
October.
Do?
It's October.
It's October.
But I don't know the exact date.
Right. Well, we'll have to come over for that. You up for a trip over to the Caymans or Tiff?
Always.
I mean, don't they need, like, mermaid representation when they're doing a, you know, Hall of Fame induction ceremony?
Listen, when the dive god is getting an award, he needs mermaids.
Yes.
I mean, that's just the way it works. I'm sorry.
Well, it does indeed. What have you been up to lately, other than, you know, basking in the glory of yourself?
Well, you know, just got back from Bimini, actually, yesterday. No,
really?
Nassau. I get my islands mixed up. Yeah, I was over at Nassau. And, of course, before that, we were over in Deepwater Key.
Yeah.
Got
well,
mixing
you know,
these islands up,
islands.
Man.
So many
islands, so little time.
Right,
yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. But, you know, I'm still talking about that one, that drift dive that we did that I almost didn't do because it was just a snorkel, and I figured, well, whatever. And, I mean, it was spectacular. I mean, I saw more healthy coral and marine life. And, of course, you're drifting along doing nothing, looking at all this beautiful elkhorn and staghorn and finger corals and sea fans and spotted eagle rays and giant starfish, and you kind of come to the end of it, and here's the ocean blue hole.
Right.
I mean, how cool was that?
That was sweet. It was pretty amazing. I was actually talking to someone here at the show, too, that had heard us talking about Deepwater Key, and they asked me about the diving, and I said the same thing. I said, ironically, the best dive we had was a snorkel.
And you know what? And I saw more sea urchins on that dive than I've seen in the last 20 years. And that's one of the reasons that the coral is so healthy. You know, what happened is like 20, 25 years ago, a disease killed off all the sea urchins, and we discovered that the sea urchins keep the coral clean and kill the algae, and they're coming back, which is great news, because any place that you find the sea urchin, the coral is really healthy.
Yeah, it was very colorful, which is not something we typically see in that, you know, in situations like that. It's very, very pretty colors, purples, deep purples, and things like that. Some of the biggest starfish I've ever seen, too. That's not normal, is it?
You know, there was a lot of firsts. It's the first time I paid $100 for 3 cigars.
Okay, so bring your own.
Yeah. Oh, really? Bring your own.
Yeah, no, they got a nice selection. They're just a little on the high-end side in that regard. But, yeah, you know, you get Deepwater Key, they definitely got a very special setup over there, and it's Deepwater K, or C-A-Y is how it's spelled, .com. You can get there and book your venture. They have a dive package going on right now. Yeah, we're going to have to get back over there. I'm going to fly over there. That's what we're talking about right now.
Yeah, that's the plan.
Yeah.
That's the plan. You know, they got a 4,000-foot runway right there on the property. So how cool is that?
4,000 feet, even I could possibly land a plane.
I would hope so.
I'd say my odds are at least 50-50. Tiffany, you in?
No, I don't know.
That's not good enough odds for you?
Wait, what?
That's not good enough odds?
Not with you, no.
Oh, gosh. Okay. Well, you're no fun. Come on, live life on the edge. Makes you feel alive. Hey, you know, Neil has 4 world records, so you would fly with me over there, wouldn't you?
Absolutely, because I'm a pilot. I can land the damn thing if you can.
Okay, well, there you go.
See, then I would go.
All right, so as long as there was a backup pilot, you would be open to the idea.
Oh, of course. Oh, yeah.
But okay, you haven't lived till you fly a gyrocopter to Grand Bahama.
Yeah, well, it's true, and I'm not sure I want to.
No.
I think that's beyond my safety envelope. But yeah, Neil has that world record for flying from Florida to the Bahamas.
Yeah, Florida to Grand Bahama, where deep waters, the island that deep waters.
Right,
oh, yeah.
And then you landed and almost, you got arrested or almost?
I did get arrested. Not almost, I did, again.
But at least he got the record and then he lived to tell about it.
Yeah. I got 2 records. One for the gyrocopter, the other one being arrested. I still got the record over there.
Yes, hey. Well, that's what happens when you dive guide. You can get away with all that stuff. You got plenty of stories to share. And then, you know, after a year or two, they throw you in a, you know, Hall of Fame. All right, well, that'll do it for this week. Remember, next week we got our 17-year anniversary show. Do not miss it. It's going to be a lot of fun. Till then, remember, it's always better where, Tiffany?
Down where it's wetter.
Good having you, buddy.
Each little slug here, cutting a rug here,
I've never seen.
Each little snail here, know how to wail here. That's why it's hot under the water. Yeah, we get luck here, now we get more here.
I've never seen.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated.
Scuba Radio.
This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know, what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.